for the post-COVID.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know.
So, but I'm going to do the online. So I'll see you in a week's time.
I'm
okay?
sorry. Very
Not
good.
At all.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Take
care,
You're welcome.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
So long. Okay, it's Friday. Hi, guys. Okay, so welcome back, everybody. Welcome to Tongren. Okay, looking at the request. Okay, so we have some requests that, over text messages. Let's see. Looking for Facebook announce. There we are. Okay, we're live. So I'm looking here, the 23rd, happy Friday. And I'm going to the top. So for everybody that's new to Tongren, just sit back, relax, enjoy. And it's just largely an experiential type of class to help you with any health challenges. We do help a lot of the chronic health challenges, but of course this is open to anybody and everyone that wants to, experience energy healing at a distance. So this is the Tongren doll, and I see Marie Patrice is on. Good morning. Breast meds. But I want to just mention that when we're tapping for others, this is good for yourself as well. So it has a kind of, generates a kind of benefit for anybody and anyone who is sort of open to this. Okay. Oh, I'll just make one adjustment. Yay. Okay. So I'm in the clinic, you guys, as you know. All right. So, So let's do the breast health. This is good for breast health for everybody. And we're focusing this with Marie Patrice's request. So phrenic, and she says, still a bit of cramping in the upper left legs. Yes, so that affecting the upper left legs. So let's go to the medulla. And we send this to everyone, even for prevention of breast cell call it metabolism problems. We don't want those cells to metabolize out of control. So we're going to go first to the medulla, life gate center, kind of waking up this connection from the brain to the cardiac, pulmonary, and vessel function. So also this is really to the chest. And so for the chest, a good release going down the back, T1, 2, 3, and 4, focusing on 4 for the breast cells, and to the front, vagus nerve and phrenic nerve opening along the neck. Yeah. Let's see, and she says pocket typing. Okay. Bye. See you in a bit. Yeah, COVID prevention. So we were just talking about that. So in the clinic, I'm definitely seeing patient outcomes, let's say. We're really tuning up the lung health, immune system health, okay? So for Anne, cancer with the bladder. Good tune-up from Ray Patrice, also the immune. T1, 2, 3, 4, T7, left side to the spleen, which is our largest lymph node in the body, to produce the tissue for our lymphatic system. I'm getting like a sun massage on my back. And the screen seems to be freezing in funny, really funny ways, funny faces. So COVID prevention, the main thing is the T cell production, so T1 and T2. Okay. And then to the lungs, to the chest, CV17. But like I said, I feel the sun on my back and it feels so warm and good. And we've had this wonderful weather in the Northeast. kidney channel for waking up the immune system. Kidney channel down the front of the body. And Dolly says, hi, Amy, can you tap for arthritis? Oh, we're doing it already, gal. We got it, because that's immune-based dysfunction. Left numbness. So we'll include you with the leg stuff for Marie Patrice as well. Going to the hip, down the back, loosening the low back. I think a big area for any leg stuff is really T7 and then down to the low back and sacrum opening. And I hope you guys are doing really well. And if you have any good testimonial, reports or whatever from your doctors, feel free to put it on the chat. It's nice to share the good news with everybody. And then, yes, opening for Pat's neck and shoulders, right arm, blood pressure. Mm-hmm. My doll is coming apart and the flake of went to my eye. As Tom says, made in China. So, John Kay. Hi, Amy. Please tap for healthy kidneys, prostate, bladder. Yeah, this is good for you, the immune tapping that we're doing. And let's focus on that low back for the kidneys, prostate, sacral connection. Let the chi run. Let the nerves. Yeah, sore and achy feeling. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people feel that from the weather also, but for Tina's immune system, clear energy. Let's focus on clearing out the spinal stenosis. So C7, T1, spinal stenosis, reabsorb the calcium from anywhere in the body. Let's see. Anna in Russia, and emotions for Alexandra. Arthritis, much like tapping for, similarly for the spinal stenosis, is really working on the inflammation to get the inflammation down. So I hope you guys are really just getting comfy, receiving. It's just like, we say tongue rins a lot, like when you are listening to the radio. You know that the sound waves are always there and you don't have to do anything except for turn on the receiver, and then you're able to receive that. And so this is very much the same thing, letting your brain sort of turn on that, except, yes, I want to receive the healing. Sunlight on my head. Oh, it feels really good. Okay, and to the eyes, C1, C2, C3 for the eyes, the nerve from the spine, to control the eye, and then also the visual cortex. We can tap the back of the head, occipital ridge. Ureaplasma and emotional strength for Anna in Russia. Mm-hmm. Okay, so immune. Ureaplasma is immune. To fight that off, and emotional strength. It's just kind of recharge our batteries for a minute. Put the laser beam on for everybody for battery recharge. Under the belly button, CV6, we can tap there. Okay, CV6, CV6, CV4. Oh, and Sandy has cataracts. Okay, so that's a metabolism issue. So we'll do a metabolism all together. And for the eyes, facial artery, clean out the cataracts. Karen's on. She says, hi, Amy. Please tap dystonia, scoliosis, and constipation for me and for my mom, Clara, rash under the belly button area. Okay, so we were just tapping at that CV4, CV6, CV4, and her herniated disc. Yep. So that kind of, the nerves sort of wrap around from the back to the front. L4, L5, S1. Okay. And Trishan says, healthy pancreas, ovaries, and strong bones. Thank you for your time. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I set aside the time here in the clinic, so I shut down the appointment schedule for the patients, and then just so I can be with you guys and do the tapping. So it feels good, and it's like I used to have the classes in person here, and then, when we shifted the COVID focus a little bit, we thought, oh, this is a good opportunity to be online. And so I think this is a great way to connect with people around the world even. So, all right, pancreas. T789 right side is pancreas, a T8 right side, liver, clean it out. Ovaries, lumbar, L123, getting good signal through the nerves to the lumbar. And strong bones, like we've been tapping for C7T1. I keep making these funny faces when the screen freezes. At least I see this, and maybe you guys see the screen freeze. All right. What's Regina? Oh, high blood pressure. High blood pressure, very high. Okay, so let's start up here at BL9, GV17, diabetes type 2. So that was good. We were just tapping on the pancreas for regulating the insulin. And that's actually a hormone. Insulin is also a hormone, so it's part of the endocrine system. Okay, osteoporosis. Yes, we've been tapping for osteo. So Regina, we'll send that to you. And Gino, cap one. Jaime, please tap for Bo to remove cancer in lymph and lining of lung. I had a request earlier. Yeah, so let's continue in this way for the lung, okay? And in stomach. Okay. She had last summer in chemo. For me, help to improve prostate health and lower PSA levels and improve hearing in both ears. Oh, okay. So we're focusing on the lungs, and we'll send this to Nadia. People that connect through this. And Suzanne, we'll send this to you for sure. And actually, we work on the medulla for circulatory, cardiac, pulmonary, and vessel function. So that was really brain to the body, to the toes. This is to, and so even though that's the thyroid, we still focus on the immune and autoimmune balance. Getting cancer from the lymph, the lung, and left side T789. And for the lumbar, and we do see the PSA levels improve. And this is quite interesting with the phenomenon with the blockage theory. So as the blockage is releasing from the physical tension in that area of your body, then we do also with the ears for hearing. Yep. Tap around. And we can actually send this also to Happy 2020 for the back of the neck, good blood flow up the artery, the back, along the back of the neck to the brain. 1C2, C3 opening behind the ears. Interesting article someone sent from New York Times that they discovered a fourth salivary gland area in the throat area, and you can see it's pretty cool actually that they didn't know that this other gland existed. I should post it actually on the I'll post it on the Facebook page for Collective Healing Center after the class. And it's really cool to see that, like, they were mistaking, since they didn't know that it was there, they were doing radiation for people that had like throat and neck and head cancers, and then they were not mindful that they could damage that salivary. So these people were having obviously experiences of really dry mouth and extreme dryness from this damage to the extra salivary, fourth salivary gland area. So now they know it, so they can prevent trying to, in other words, they can prevent, any unwanted radiation in that location. It's very interesting. But to think that we didn't know, it's like it was hard to detect this other extra, salivary gland in the throat. So we're sending this to everybody, releasing the neck. And I want to spend a moment here to just kind of also release the phrenic nerve, again, on the right side, and the phrenic nerve in the front for the parasympathetic rest and digest functions. This is important when it comes to, let me just lower this, like the opening of that nerve to the diaphragm for metabolism, for increasing our oxygenation into the blood supply. Oh, Bruce is on. Good. So Bruce, we were already sending, an extreme pain on the right shoulder. Oh, the camera. Extreme pain. Huh. That's interesting. So let's focus on the right shoulder for you, since we were already tapping for the lungs. And let's put the laser beam on for your right shoulder, okay? So we're going to send this to Marsha for the low back. Opening sciatica for everyone. We'll go, down the spine, spinal artery. And some dust. Good. Send the chi down the back. Lumbar, sacrum opening, and backs of the knees. And I'm just going to grab my laser. Okay. So you for Bruce at home for this pain and see how it feels for very back, sinus and lungs. Okay. So let's do that. This is very important for the sinus, for the lungs, for your dad's. So let's way to recharge. And we're going to send this also for our brain. Tap bullseye opening around the neck for everybody. Have a lot of tension even behind the ears. This can affect vertigo. Let's go tap. Ready? doesn't always mean that there's actually a problem in the muscle of the heart. This repeatedly for people that have a little bit, well, I'll call it like a pinched nerve. Okay. We'll do it all together. And so, for Kelly Marie, send it. Back pain. Oh, there you go. And tight. This couldn't have lined up better. Right hip flexor. And we are tapping for Kelly. Oh, Coco. Also, Isaac's brain. So sometimes people might just bing in, and that's totally great. That's fine. It works really well in this way as well. So we progress with your healing journey. So we're going to that. Okay, back for the brain request. And let's read here what Coco. Okay, neck and shoulder tightness. Should you go for an MRI on October 27th, praying for a stable scan? Yes. Okay. So Coco, if you can have anybody rub your neck or you can do self-massage for your neck, that is really important for anybody with stuff going on to the brain. So I highly suggest that you get some neck massage or maybe some acupressure treatment, or send you lots and lots of chi to relax the neck and to get rid of the extra cells called a tumor. Good circulation to clean it out. And good. Hopefully you feel this relieve the pain or neck tension, discomfort, as we're sending you lots of chi. And actually I will now move the laser to that spot on the right side of the neck for the right behind the ear. But we also want to open the left side because that helps the right side of the body. And Janice is on. Please tap for MS, stiffness, left side, and deep sleep. And or Carolyn, who has lung cancer and stomach pain. Sure. So we're going to do the immune and bring it in through the top of the head. And then going down C123, T1234, T7, left side, which is so important for the spleen and also for anything from like the waist down. Okay, going to send this to Janice and to Carolyn for the lungs. I'm going to the front, CV17. Gwen's on. For sciatica, right side, bursitis, the right hip, and bladder health. Yeah. In fact, let's go and tap down the back, spinal artery down, and T7, both left and right, to help release any hip and leg related stuff, tension, and low back stiffness. Okay. And bursitis is really inflammation. So we want to get rid of the inflammation. So all the tapping for the immune points is helpful for that. And let's tap on the right hip area. And the bladder is a sacrum, opening the sacrum. And this is good for Linda and for everyone else already who's requested bladder health. Bruce, I hope your shoulder is feeling better, but let the chi keep running so you can see how you feel later and also in the coming few hours ahead and see what you notice. All right. Oh, Andrea's on. Good. So for Paul. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. Ah! Between the sun and the particles coming off of my tapping doll. This one, I have to swap him out. Okay. So, yeah, small bowel cancer. Got the chemo first. Ooh, can't yet. I don't even have a cat. All right, so clean it out. Bringing in the chi, the top of the head. Vagus nerve. Tapping for the vagus. And we want to really support Paul. Detox. His own body needs to detox. So going kidney channel down for the immune. Kidney 22. I'm looking at the GV meridian. CV meridian. Thinking CV and GV. Okay. Stomach 21 and stomach 25 for the bowels. So he can really heal the small intestine. And also detox. So keep plenty of liquids going. And lots of chi to restore his energy at CV6. And we can come around from the back. And T7, 8, 9, 10 for small intestine. For small intestine, 10 and 11, opening that whole area. Yeah. All right. And we'll actually move the laser beam on there for him on T11. Okay. For Paul. And we'll leave that on for you guys for a while now as well. Please include me for cardiac digestion blood for Angie, MCS. Mm-hmm. Eye infection and lipoma left side. Okay. Well, let's clean out the MCS first. C123, T123, T4, T7. And this is good for anywhere, to the eye, whatever, because you have to boost the immune system again to do its job. And then we can go C2 and C3 for the eyes and ears. Get rid of the infection. Go to LA18 in the throat area front, opening it up. Yes. And this is good for cardiac stuff because we want to work on the medulla, BL9, GV17, medulla. This is good for our Raynaud's request earlier as well. Improve the circulation. Improve the And Betsy says, please tell me. So every other Saturday, I'm in the clinic seeing patients, and this weekend, I am not in on. Like, I will enjoy the weekend. I'm going to try to do some time outside tomorrow and enjoy the weather. It's supposed to be warm up here in Massachusetts. So, okay, Betsy. So also opening the medulla is good for you for the chest, to open the chest. And we want to get a good signal to the breast. So relax back, okay? So anything you guys can do at home, like massage tools or anything to like loosen up these areas that we're talking about, it's a good idea. Yeah. Okay, suggest it. So T4 is going to the breast, to the control the skin and or the hair follicles, but especially to the mammary glands, and then going to the front kidney 27 down to kidney 24 for the breast. Karen says, thank you for the tapping, Amy. I'm doing Piku book for weight release. Thank you from Tom Tam. Thank you, Tom Tam, for that book. I know, totally. I love that book. And Karen says, please tap for the whole body healing, husband's abdominal infection. Go down the front of the body. some of the metabolism balancing for everybody all together. So we've had some requests here for, like weight loss from Laura Adams. Nikki says, hi, and you please tap heartache, sorrow, clarity, gut health, and thyroid. Oh, okay. Yeah. And, okay. Lizzie says for seborrheic dermatitis and hemorrhoidal. Okay. So we've got some online, sort of Facebook requests as well. And we're tapping for you guys. Let's tap for, well, we're tapping for the digestion health and for Paul and also Karen's husband and for gut health for Nikki. But let's tap for the heartache, you know, let's tap for the emotional right now. I think we really need to support everyone together in our. I'm going to send this to everyone. We're going to tap for the frontal lobe, C2, GB13, right side, BL6, right and left. We want to sort of smooth out the signal from our fight or flight center in the brain, hypothalamus. We call it the HPA axis, which is like also going to the adrenal area for stress that can affect this balance. So GV22, 23, and tapping down to T5 for the heart. For Nikki's good, good heart, and for everybody's good, good heart. Lumbar. L123. So for the adrenal, okay, especially focusing on that L1, L2. Baptist is on for the freeing up the neck and the shoulders. Nadia, when we were tapping for lungs, we've had a lot of requests for neck, freeing up the neck and shoulders. And actually, mine feels really good because I keep tapping for everybody's neck and shoulders. And you're welcome, John Kay. I know you're doing well. Okay. Emotional. So we really need to also kind of work on our storage of energy storage tank. You know, that's why I'm tapping for the lumbar. 3, 4. And then let's go to the front under that belly button at CV6. Sort of recharge our batteries. So this is good for Paul. Also, we're going to move it to CV6 under the belly button. Okay. I think when we're a little, how should I say, taxed over time from sort of go, 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 this can be the area we need to really work on. And you can put, like I said, you can put your own laser beam on. You guys in the past too, you can put your own laser beams on for anything really, like anywhere that bothers you. And so for Tahoe, abdominal hernia, ED and RA, yes. So we've been doing a lot of tapping for the RA. So I hope you're riding this wave with us. And then we're under the belly button here, CV6 and ED. Let's go to the low back, sacrum, lumbar, sacrum. 1 through S5. For ED. And Tree Branch says, good morning. Please tap to reduce pressure of spinal fluid in the brain and horrific headaches. It's causing PTSD. Heal lower back from spinal tap. Oh, yeah, that's just lousy. Just lousy. So we're going to work to heal that up. And I have helped others with the healing from the spinal injury. I'd like spinal tap or also in the case of epidural injuries. Okay. And it's a real thing. So let's go. And so Tahoe, we've been doing for the digestion. So for your abdominal hernia, I'm going to tap right now for nerve involvement from the neck, from the brain, all the way down to the front of the body, down to that low abdominal, down the CV meridian, C CV13, CV12, going down and then to the belly, abdominal hernia, and heal it up. So let's address this fluid balance from the occipital, starting on the occipital ridge, tapping for tree branch, C axis, atlas axis balance from the whole spinal there and going down the back spinal column, sending warmth to run the length of this, the whole spinal, to basically release any area of tension or restraint, no constriction, or just muscle tension, anything at all. And then let the spinal fluid balance from the brain all the way down to the sacrum, beat the bum. And this is for helping those headaches go down the backs of the knees, down to the feet, liver 3, kidney 1. And as we were just including everybody, emotional balance and this is also important that we include. Okay. And the low back. Okay. Oh, Pam's on. Please tap for the right side, back and MS. Okay. So Pam, we're sending this to you as we send it to Janice, also the MS. And let's start at the top of the head. Motor cortex, motor nerve, BL6. And yin tong for kind of deep relaxation. It's just in our, it's our, also called the third eye, but yin tong, it's also an acupuncture point. Sing from the brain, pituitary, hypothalamus, balance. Noe says, please include me for inflammation in right fingers and wrist, Hashimoto's tune up, immune clarity, charge the batteries. Yes, we've been doing that. And for Bharat, with post-stroke prevention, short-term memory, immune, crew with immune, charge the batteries. Yeah, you got it. Okay, so charge the battery. We've got the laser beam on a doll here with me to charge the battery under the CV6. And I really say you could do this at home. So you've got your doll, or you can order doll and hammer from the shop section of this website. And then just get any pointed at CV6 under the belly button. And that is how we can charge our own battery. And it's a nice little part, sort of daily intention. You can set this up at home for yourself. Okay. Yeah. But the right finger, neck, and releasing the brachial plexus down the arm, the hands and fingers. And releasing the neck is also, but the Hashimoto's, we do the tuning up of the immune system. So C1, 2, 3, T7. Let's see. Yeah, clarity. Just releasing the neck. Really mental clarity. And memory. So for Bharat, like going to the frontal lobe, left side, GB13, girl, boy, 13, left side and right side. Okay. Yeah, then that's really good. We've been talking last time, we've mentioned about telomere lengthening. So for age, so we know that the DNA can be affected over time with the aging process, and that's years. So they can shorten over time as you're getting older, and that's the thing about aging. So we want Evelyn, screen freezes and loses audio on and off more often on. Oh, I know. Both Facebook and Tongren Station are freezing. I thought so. I thought I was noticing that. And I have full signal. So I don't know. I will definitely do a reboot. Maybe that can help, actually. So we'll just definitely do that for next time. Eileen says, good morning, Amy. Allergy, executive brain. toes on the left foot, Rain Man, insulin resistance, neuropathy in legs and feet, and the tummy. Okay. You're welcome. So recharge for Aline and crew and sinus allergy. So you guys were also seeing my funny faces then. That's good. Because I was like, these screen freezes were funny, funny faces. So let's open this up for the sinus allergy. Get rid of the allergies for Aline and crew. And loosening up the neck for good blood circulation to the brain. And let's tap to the ouch point, the toes on. Just relax that. And the insulin resistance for, we will do pancreas. Again, T8 right side. We were doing T8 right side earlier. But T7, T8 is good for the neuropathy to the feet. T7, T8. And for Rain Man, we'll just hold the doll like this for Rain Man. For the horse. Okay. And spiced jelly beans. Of a YouTube video about thyroid neck massage. Oh, I mean, no, not a link, just the title. Oh, sure. Yeah, go right ahead. Casey says, greetings, please tap for 1, my floaters and very dry. 2, my wife's breast cancer, mets to the liver. Yeah, let's do the breast. We were doing some breast earlier, so breast treatment again for everybody. And then cataracts, so good circulation, cleaning out the extra cells in the eyes. So we go into the facial artery, opening that up, parotid gland, getting good lubrication. Our mucosal linings are so important. Also for our immunity, in fact, is really important. But I think about that when we talk about dry eye, dry eyes. And the floaters, tapping down to liver 3. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Christine says, happy Friday, Amy. Please tap stasis. Pain in my right hip and causes of breast cancer and M&M. Yeah. So we've been tapping for a lot of breast opening. And let's tap for M&M again for everyone. Blood cell health, C7T1. Okay. Good blood production here. And Gino says, many thanks, Gino Cap 1. And Believe 15, grateful for Chi and for your time, Amy. Oh, you're welcome. NG Healing, I switched to here. Thank you, Amy. Oh, okay. So, and Pam says, thank you. Bob says, yes, it's a bad audiovisual day. Yeah, I'm getting the video freezing in both places too, but the audio is continuous. Oh, well, that's good. Okay, spice jelly, a thyroid massage to look 40 years younger. Ooh, massage Monday. Okay, we'll check that one out. And Gino Cap 1 says, let's be positive and thankful for the treatments. It's not the audiovisual that matters. You know what? Thank you for mentioning that. It can be frustrating, I think, in our current day to day. We're so much more plugged in to the computer, and that it is a sort of irritating, annoying thing when stuff is not going smoothly. But I think we're also able to, if that's annoying you, let me put it this way. Turn your computer off. Try this out. I'm going to keep tapping, and we have 15 more minutes. Literally turn your computer off and just sit or lay down and absorb this treatment and see what this is an exercise. I totally encourage all of you to experience this because, well, I've been doing like at least roughly 20 years. Now it's more than 20 years, but I can tell you that this through our community is not dependent on audio or visual or any tangible connection. It's really outside of space and time. And so Tom's work really highlights and completely utilizes concepts from quantum physics. And that being said, that is the embodiment of, I mean, in a scientific capacity, of the collective healing, the collective unconsciousness concept that we know about from psychology. So turn off your computer the next 15 minutes, lie down completely comfortably, and totally just soak this up. I'm going to keep you guys can do that. And I'm also going to tap for metabolism. Okay. And Evelyn says, hi, Amy, even with all the freezes, still receiving healing chi. Yeah, totally. So, but do really, like, do yourself a favor. Unplug. But know that you're still plugged in to our collective unconsciousness and try it out. It's very likely that many of you can have these experiences and deepen your healing practice and experience by doing that. Because I personally have had those experiences where, hey, I couldn't get to a Tom Tam class. And I just said, you know what? Class is happening right now. So all I need to do is just be in that place where I'm connecting. And from here, you're connecting. And in fact, you can experience the chi that way. Okay, so try it. Reza's on and she says, tap for diabetes type 1, vertigo, calcium absorption, and stiff feet. Yeah, I bet it's that calcium stuff in the feet. Okay, so let's go C1 all the way to C7 and T1, reabsorb the calcium in our blood supply. Christine says, yawning a lot within minutes of joining. Okay, so that's a healing. That's a healing response, but also it's a, relaxation response. And also your body, in fact, trying. So we're going to tap for that. And this would be good for Risa as well. Phrenic nerve, loosening up the neck. Phrenic nerve, connecting right side of your neck to the diaphragm. And that diaphragm can release and then expand. And your lungs can expand and more fully oxygenate your blood supply. And this is what we need when we need more oxygen. So diabetes going down the front, kidney channel down, opening the kidney channel, thymus gland and lungs and lymph activity. And going down the back, T1, 2, 3, 4, T7. And this will balance out. We have quite a few. Actually, one also that couldn't come for her acupuncture today, and we're going to send this to her. For type 1 diabetes and insulin balancing, we've been balancing at T8, right side, already a few times. So, yeah. And then this releasing this mid-back area, T7, T8, that automatically, by the way, Risa, will help connect that nerve signal to the feet. And we can go down the back, down the legs, to the feet, to the toes, liver 3, kidney 1. Yeah. Samaru, hello. Please tap for nerve pain in the left arm, right leg due to surgery. Oh, let's go to the ouch point. We call that ouch point. Left arm, freeing up the brachial plexus, this triangular fossa right in the, above the clavicle for the nerves that bundle there, and then they branch out and run down the arms to the hands and fingers. Mm-hmm. And Lizzie, I hope you're feeling this as we had tapped for the skin earlier and for the dermatitis at T4, because we did a lot of tapping for T4 for the brain. And then we're going to go to the right leg for Samaru, ouch point area from the surgery, let it heal. The chi run. So like I'm going to also do the metabolism treatment for everybody. So you can just get comfortable and we'll run through a little bit of the metabolism from the brain first. Okay. Bringing in the hormone balance aspect of our metabolism, releasing growth hormone, pituitary, hypothalamus, stimulating the production of growth hormone and the release of growth hormone into our blood supply so that this can connect her, but going down the back, tapping for the brown fat all around the upper chest, sort of all in through here, brown fat activation. And sometimes when we're tapping, you might just notice your energy better or just improved amount of energy, because as you're burning stored calories, that's how we get our energy. And you're welcome, Samru. And also, yes, Maria Anna's on. I'm a late person. Please keep. Yeah, no problem, Mariana. We're tapping right now all around the upper chest area for brown fat. And we can include that T1 for the platelets. And to the middle back, T7, T8, insulin balance. And like I said, insulin is part of our endocrine system, but also a big part of the metabolism is insulin, T8 and T9, right side, for our liver. So that's also a way to burn out the white fat stored in our bodies, okay? But the connecting in the liver will tell the body where to burn out the stored white fat. Carol says, please tap for MS, nephritis, and osteoporosis. You got it, babe. So we've been tapping for MS. In fact, we've been tapping for the immune system. And we'll do a run through again, T1, 2, 3, 4. But we are right now really also focusing on the metabolism, okay? Some of you may be feeling warm. If you feel warm, that's also your body turning on the furnace, burning out the stored calories. Okay. So Tom says, warm. You feel warm. How you feel, warm. And so we're tapping for the nerves, for Carol, and the osteoporosis as well. So now let's go into some Pi Gu. And so we're going to send the Qi Pi Gu. You can also this is also a way to just curb the appetite. But if you're interested, like Karen said, Tom wrote a wonderful book called Pi Gu, which you can buy on Tongren Shop, and that will give you some movements and some Qigong movements that you can do, which and I will work on cleaning up my computer a little bit for maybe next week. That will help the connectivity. I'm not sure if there's something perhaps running that we want to clean it up. Okay. This is also very good for your energy boost, is to do the Pi Gu. So if you're feeling kind of low on energy, maybe grab a copy of that book and see what that feels like if you add some of those Qigong movements to your daily routine. So let the Qi run. So see what you notice and see what you feel. And as far as being late, don't worry. You can always join in our Tongren class at any time, and you're welcome to come and go on or off screen at any point. And just know that you can still connect with our collective group, even if you're not logged on. And feel free to just enjoy any and all of the broadcasts that we're offering. And thanks for your donations, because it does help the continuation of this work. All right, let the chi run. Have a great weekend, you guys. And like I said, you can still just rest in this place. Okay, for your benefit, and see how you feel. And hopefully we'll have better connectivity next week, but the connectivity we have is not dependent on our computer. Okay, big hugs.